10 and 11 presents a tremendous challenge. We are the new man in Christ. That's a new creation. And at the same time, you see there's a process. It's ongoingly renewed in knowledge after the image, or according to the image of him that created him. So the Lord Jesus is the creator of this new creation, and we are involved in a process of ongoing renewal. This word renewed implies that we are renewed according to that new order. And the word connected with the new man is fresh. So there is a freshness connected with the new man. It's always fresh. And there's also a new order connected with this knowledge and with what the Lord is doing. And so that is his work. At the same time, as Brother Dan already indicated, we have a great responsibility. And that is expressed in verse 10 and the following verses. So we have a tremendous challenge. So we have great privileges, but at the same time, a tremendous challenge. It's also good to see that it's not bound by national limits or social limits. This is God's work that is beyond boundaries that men make. It's beyond racial divisions. It's beyond cultural divisions, beyond social divisions. This is what God is doing. And so that's tremendous privilege and also a tremendous challenge. And to help us to work things out, we have the following verses, 12 and so on. Put on, therefore, as elect of God, and so on. So Christ wants to be seen in us and through us, and that is an ongoing process. And you know, this new creation to which we belong is an eternal thing. This will never stop. So Christ will always be displayed through us forever and ever. For us, it is now the challenge that in this environment where we are, that Christ may be seen through us, that this is a living testimony. That's why I use the word challenge. And that's why Paul was praying. And that's why we need to pray for to have the Lord's help to work these things out. But he has given all the resources that are needed.